Gay rights supporters are celebrating a move by the Supreme Court in India to re-examine its decision to keep the country's law that criminalizes gay sex on the books. The court said this week it would form a 5-judge panel to hear an appeal by gay rights groups to that 2013 court ruling. Joining us now is the BBC's Rahul Tandon in Kolkata, India. And Rahul, tell us more about this decision. How significant is it?
I think this is an extremely significant day. Not just in terms of gay rights here in India, Jeremy, but I think in terms of India moving on from its colonial past. If we talk about Section 377, which basically criminalizes homosexuality here in India, that was a law that was introduced by the British in 1860 and still today remains on the statute book. Now, it looked like homosexuality would be decriminalized in 2009 when a court basically said that it was not relevant in India anymore. But that judgment was overturned by the Supreme Court in 2013, who said actually Parliament had to decide. It was not up to the courts to change a law like that. Now, in December last year, Shashi Tharoor, who used to be Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, a very charismatic politician based here in India with lots of followers on Twitter, he tried to introduce a law into Parliament that would basically overturn this, but not enough people voted in favour of it to even have a debate. So that's why it's come back to the court today. So I think this is an extremely significant moment where homosexuality could be decriminalised here in India, which I think may not change the lives of many gay and lesbian people here because they still face huge amounts of discrimination. But at least it will send out an important message that they are equal parts of the world's largest democracy.
Well, what about the enforcement of this law? Is it enforced right now or is it just on the books but nobody pays attention to it?
You've hit the nail on the head there. It is on the books, but really it's not enforced. You know, members of the gay and lesbian community are not picked up and arrested on a daily basis here. But what that law does do, Jeremy, it allows, you know, people to discriminate against those particular communities when it comes to the job market, and particularly when it comes to housing. If you go and talk to many gay and lesbian people here in India, they will tell you how difficult it is for them to get rented accommodation in big cities like Kolkata, Delhi, and Mumbai. And when they complain about this, when they put forward an argument saying, why is this happening to us? Then the people who are discriminating against them say, what you're doing is illegal, so we have every right to do so. So that, I think, is why it is so significant that the law is actually changed here. Because in a way, it allows discrimination to take place. Because if the Indian constitution says that being gay or being a lesbian is illegal, then how can it be illegal to discriminate against them? Because they're breaking the law in the first place.
Does something like this have any effect in the region outside the borders of India? Are they paying attention to this kind of news in Pakistan or in other countries that border India?
I don't think so. And I think the reason for that is because of the different religious dynamic, isn't it? Because, you know, India is a country which has a majority Hindu community. It has a sizable Muslim community as well. And it is members from within the Muslim community and, interestingly, the Church of India who are opposing the change in legislation at this particular point in time. So I don't think what happens here will have an overreaching effect on any of the countries that surround India. But I think also there is still huge discrimination that takes place in the minds of many Indians. You know, if you talk to people here, one of the greatest concerns is still that could my son be gay? Could my daughter be a lesbian? How will society react to that if that is the case? So I think the legislation change is extremely important. But in terms of educating people, changing the mindset of people here in a deeply conservative, traditional society, I think that we're going to have a very, very long way to go. So still many gay and lesbian people here would never come out to their parents, never come out in society openly because of the level of discrimination that they feel that they could face. It could mean see that they're losing their jobs. It could mean that they're disowned by their family. So in that way, I think India is a long way behind the United States and other countries who have moved much, much more forward on rights like this, you know, where, you know, issues of gay marriage, etc., would be something that's light years away, I still think, in a country like India.
Has Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, weighed in on this?
No, he hasn't. Though one of the key figures in his party, Arun Jaitley, the finance minister, you know, in some ways annoyed the government because they've kept quite a quiet stance on this. And it's not been an issue that even when they're in opposition, they seem to have been very keen to pick up. But he came out very strongly saying that it was time that the law was changed, that if India wanted to move forward and be seen as a modern and progressive country and live up to its name as the world's largest democracy, that there should be a change in the law. So whilst the Prime Minister may have been quiet, the fact that his finance minister and one of the key figures in the government has come out so strongly on this issue, I think can be seen as quite a statement from the government as well. And I think all those activists who are outside the court singing, "We shall overcome," well, I think they're almost there now. They've nearly overcome. But with the pace of the Indian judicial system, and also the Indian judicial system can suddenly turn in a direction you don't expect. It may be too early for them to count their chickens, but we could be on the verge of one of the oldest laws here in India being removed from the statute books.
That's the BBC's Rahul Tandon joining us from Kolkata, India. Rahul, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.